Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, October 22nd, 2008, revels in the victory against the Colts and takes a look at the team heading into the bye week. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Manning takes fakes to Rhodes, looks the end zone, throw for the side, and it's
down the sidelines, Aaron Rodgers to the 20! To the 25, 30, 35, 40, he's going all the way. No one will catch him. High-stepping in the 10 to the end zone. A 98-yard dagger.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today, we'll pretend as though we knew the Pack would pummel the Colts, ignore increasingly irrelevant gunslingers, and give you an overview of Packer Nation heading into the bye week. So let's get started.
And let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Charles Woodson.
Best corner in the NFL.
Nick Collins.
Playmaker.
Aaron Rouse.
99 yards.
And we got the bad. We got KGB.
Who?
Overpaid. Mason Crosby.
Wide right.
Mike Stock.
Surprise on side. Great idea. Bad execution.
Into the ugly. We got Peyton Manning's whining face.
I think anybody who saw the game on Sunday knows where that one's coming from.
I didn't realize.
What a little girl. Can we just say it? One of the most talented, without question, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game is a whiny little girl.
Type in Peyton fined by officials and my post on the forum that says Peyton Manning should be fined by
right.
the NFL
right.
will come up top on Google.
Fair enough. You heard it here first. But I mean, it's beneath him. I don't understand. Like, he's always been like that, but he was especially, I haven't seen him like that since the AFC Championship game against the Patriots years ago.
Ugh.
The one where Bill Polian complained so much to the NFL that they changed the rules. That's how bad it was. That's how bad we pummeled them.
Well,
which is great.
The annoying whininess must rub off onto the announcers for the Colts too, because
right?
that kind of shocked
that about?
Me.
But no, not even the Colts announcers, which I heard after the fact, obviously, like on iTunes and like the NFL highlights. That I was like, okay, they're homers, so they're entitled. I understand it, but what was up with Jim Nantz and freaking Phil Sims? They were so incredulous. It was as though they could not fathom that the Packers were winning this game. They were beside themselves.
But you know what?
They kept making excuses for the Colts.
That's because this team just realized that they are the 2007 Packers. Hey!
Exactly. This is how we play football in Green Bay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, look!
We will dominate you. Yes, Bob Sanders.
Well, there were okay.
And
there were a lot
totally
of penalties in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
A crap load. They have more penalties in that game than probably any other team will play this year.
Yeah, and they got away with a couple. I think some were very, very close, and I understand how some might perceive that as, homer favoritism. But as we all know, the calls never go our way in Lambeau, so I
no.
just don't even want to hear it.
No.
And it kind of makes up for all the times when wide receivers just run into our defensive backs and we get called for an illegal holding penalty.
It's true.
So
it's true.
That's fine. But history, ladies and gentlemen, history was made on Sunday.
It's not often, and it's not just history. It's 67 years ago. Okay, so I'm 32. Plus 32, that's 64. Okay. No. You know what I'm saying? 67 years. That's a long time, people.
It is a long time.
And only a few NFL fans of certain NFL teams get to relish in the fact that those kind of records can be broken. 161 yards by interception was made at Lambeau.
By Nick Collins and Aaron Rouse.
Which you heard the...
you heard Aaron Rouse in the opener.
Because it's brilliant.
Because it's unbelievable.
Here's the other one, because it's just as unbelievable.
Manning with Rhodes to his right, gets the snap from Jeff Saturday, rushes on, dumps it over the middle, off the hands of Reggie Wayne, intercepted, down the sidelines, Nick Collins to the 40, 35, cuts it back left, he's to the 25, 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nick Collins!
That run back was utterly ridiculous.
You know what else was kind of ridiculous?
What's that?
Bob Sanders.
Bob Sanders.
I'm not,
holy
I'm,
cow.
You know, just for the record, I there are two big gallon buckets of paint that he brought, okay?
All
and
right.
Ted Thompson All helped right. him, okay?
Oh. Well,
what was
good.
His major weakness last year? What was the major, major weakness? Tight ends, covering
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Chiller finally, what are we in?
Inserted
week seven.
In the nickel.
Finally, he didn't put Hawk in. Hawk was sidelined, okay?
Yeah, a healthy,
he was,
not a scratch, but a healthy,
played,
he sat on the bench.
Our base defense is now a nickel defense. That's a big deal. That's a different defense than we really were going to be committed to be
well,
playing.
Well, okay, wait. It was our base defense on Sunday because of the offense we
true,
were playing.
True, true.
Now, the question is, and the coaches have not committed either way, is will this continue? Was this a one-game thing because Chiller matched up really well with Clark?
It's true.
I mean, it will be very
the
interesting
other
to see.
Gallon of paint is one that no one, I think, could foresee because of the catastrophe that has been the secondary, the Achilles heel for the last 15 years of the Green Bay Packers since Leroy Butler left, has been that we, even with Darren Sharper, even with Mike, we never had the full complement of four guys. Now, I mean, wow.
We've got 10 guys now.
Yeah.
Okay. And 10's overstatement. But
yeah.
Yeah. We have guys.
I was going to say six.
Coming
guys
out the wazoo.
That they're good, man. They're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tremont
no,
Williams is the real deal.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's a starting corner. He's a starting corner who's about to be pushed to nickelback. I mean, think about that. Al Harris is on his way back. Al Harris has stated as recently as today that he is coming back and he is fully intending to take his starting job back.
Oh, yeah.
Against Tennessee. I mean.
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't think it's as big of a controversy just because what's in place the slot. I mean, those guys
right,
move around.
I
know they're
still outside.
They still have to be man-to-man. Look at this. We are going to have a nickel that can play full-on man-to-man, matching up man-on-man with any team in the NFL.
And you know what's great? What's really, I don't think a lot of fans realize this, but what's so interesting about Sanders and his defense, and yeah, he got it from Bates, who got it from you know, Wanstead, who got it from Jimmy Johnson, but it's a lot of man on man. However, lots of times they will play man on one side and zone on the other.
Well, and that's the other thing.
And they will switch it up, and you never know when it's going to happen.
True.
And Manning was totally befuddled
well,
by it on
and
Sunday.
It used to be you say zone around the Packers. I mean,
right.
What?
Right.
Zone?
I know, exactly.
Is that some,
exactly.
Dude,
no, it's
we
been
could
a long
not
time.
Play zone.
No, exactly. That's the other thing. They
Ahmad Carroll.
The execution of the defense, the execution of the game plan was so impressive. Now, I'm going to wait. I want to throw this caveat
no
out here.
No Joseph Addai.
Yeah, that helps. And but
really
hey,
helps.
Dominic Rhodes played a good game. But I just want to say this as a massive caveat to Bob Sanders, who even Bob McGinn said, Bob Sanders called the game of his life on Sunday. And it's true.
Well, is that the only place? Are we at the top of the mountain?
Oh, that's my worry. Now, and here's my point. What the Cowboys did against the Packers, both last year and this year, you will notice, was motion guys to get them free. What does Indianapolis never do? I mean, Tom Moore and Peyton Manning are famous for never putting guys in motion. They never once put anybody, well, once or twice, like a back, blah, blah,
true.
Blah, blah.
True, you can't go zone, but as soon as you
don't
can
put
go
Harrison,
man to man on motion.
They don't put Harrison in motion. They don't put Wayne in motion. They put guys like here, here, and here, and then they go, which plays into this defense perfectly. So,
I'd like to. I'd like to see with Tony Romo's pinky healed. Okay, right. I want to play Dallas again, dude.
Dude, because you we match and up all of your brethren in Packer Nation.
We match up with them. So this secondary has come into its own.
I hear you. Okay, I agree.
We are number one in the NFL for the second week in a row in interceptions.
I hear you.
Are you kidding? 1957. Iron Man on the forum sent that in. 1957 was the last year the Packers led the league in interceptions.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm just saying.
Now, you know, it's kind of like that one stat when you look at Ryan Grant and you go, yeah, he had 963 yards in the second half of the season. He's going to be a stud.
And then he's not.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere!
Welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere. In this installment of this venerable series, we will spotlight Cheesehead TV.
And Cheesehead TV on the iPhone iPod Touch.
Brand spanking new as of today.
New feature.
Courtesy
I'm a big fat
of Mr.
dork.
Banky.
Welcome to my geekdom.
Welcome to Dorkland.
When you
population
go
Corey
on Safari on the iPhone or the iPod Touch, and you go to CheeseheadTV.com, you will be very, very happy because Cheesehead TV, your favorite Packer fan site, now loads really fast. You see all the comments. You can comment straight from your iPhone. You can go to the podcast. You click menu. Very simple. It takes like 1/10 the time it took to load the page. And you can go to our podcast and you can actually listen straight. You don't have to subscribe. You're listening.
You can listen right on the iPhone. Also, all those videos that Corey likes to embed into the blog, you can go straight, just press play on the video, and it'll take you right to the YouTube application, and it'll play you right there on your iPhone.
It's a lot of fun, actually. I'm really excited about it. And it moved me back into, you and I have talked, we needed to get the forum redesigned.
Right,
Just to kind of give it the look and feel of Cheesehead TV.
It's the only page that kind of looks separate from the rest.
It had a little too much gold going on. So that's
gone. Emphasis now on green.
Yeah, we've got more green. So we got the icons going, and, you know, look for more in the Packer fan forum. If anybody has any suggestions, feel free to let me know. And we got the live game day chat, second week in a row is where it's at. We had 12 people.
Cheesehead TV record. 12 people showed up on Sunday. I wasn't even one of them.
That's right.
So
it was fun.
It's
it was good times. It's good because you know what? It's fun to have fans who they can't see the game right now. You know, some of them are on the radio. Some of them go to stream. Some of them, some people don't
they
have direct
need
TV.
A little more.
Yeah,
they need some coverage.
It's
need
nice.
Some help.
And if you have questions and stuff, that's what's fun. We did the chat tonight. We did the podcast recording chat.
We did. People, Wednesday nights, 8 to 9 Eastern. Where you at? Show up.
It's fun, especially now. I mean, especially now, craziness happening.
Lots of craziness. And we had some really great people. We had one guy sign up tonight. So come on by, chat with us. You know, we had a good stable tonight, but we want more.
It's not like there's nothing to talk about with
plenty to talk
with
about.
The legends falling.
Oh, I know where this is going. That's a very subtle cue. You
is it
just
going
gave.
To the Detroit Lions?
No, it's going to Mr. Brett Favre talking to the Detroit Lions,
who updated tonight has said he did not call the Lions.
Matt Millen called him about a hunting trip and then just happened to pass the phone around to about 20 members of the Detroit Lion staff. Either that or he was on speakerphone.
You know,
that's Favre's version of the story, and that may well be the case. But riddle me this, Batman. Favre has basically been telling us lies for the last 6 months, and now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe him.
It's true.
And it's very interesting that it took him 3 days to talk about it. Now, I know he's on his weekly press conference.
Well, he texted Peter King and said it was BS.
I was just about to say, it's quite different from the total BS text he sent to Peter King on Sunday to his admission today that there indeed was a conversation and that he did indeed talk about the Packers offense. So, I'm sorry, but I call total BS on Brett Favre once again.
It's kind of, you know who Brett Favre reminds me of?
Who's that?
Sarah Palin.
Oh my goodness. wow. I just, I know you loathe her, I'm just shocked.
I just want to, you know, I don't loathe Brett Favre. It's just,
I know that's my point.
You can't lie to people. If the report says you did something, then you say, you know what, I did that, I'm an idiot. You know, it's like...
Or you say, I did that, and here's why.
Or you lie, and everyone sees through it.
And everyone knows you're a liar.
I mean, if you have A, B, or C, you know, choose one.
Choose A, if you can. You know, or B, if you can. Well, but you don't choose C.
Brett Favre will always be a Packer legend. That is undeniable. No one can take that away from him.
And I still say it. He's 16 years have been built up, and he's trying to destroy it all in like a 9-month period. But he is Brett Favre. He is number 4. His number will be retired. End of story. But what's not the end of story?
What is not the end of story is exactly where you're going.
There's apparently something else, many more things in the pike here on the old Brett Favre story.
Well, let's listen to what Leroy Butler had to say to it to Milwaukee Radio on Monday night.
Now, Aaron has reached out to Brett at some point and said, you know, hey, well, look, we can still be friends. We can still golf or whatever. No, that's a little uncomfortable. I don't really want to do that. So now Aaron at this point said, look, I'm not going to kiss you. You know what? I got to move forward in so many words. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I don't know. I still think that Brett, like, if he's watching the television, okay, and he doesn't see his name up there, okay, well, wait a minute. Something ain't right. You know, something ain't right. Because you think we're talking about this now? It's some other stories that are going to come out that are brewing, you know?
Great.
I mean, so get ready, guys. This is just the beginning.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is it. This is only the smallest one. I like the fact that, you know, that it's news. But I just don't like the fact that it just superseded what the Packers did, because I read the newspaper today, and I'm a bored guy. Mm-hmm. I counted Brett Favre's name like 55 times, and then Aaron's name maybe 3, right. Nick Collins 2, Rouse 1. I mean, so, but this, I know this state loves that. But all the Brett Favre apologists, I'm waiting.
He's waiting.
Back Brett.net. Where are you?
Where are you at?
Bring back. I don't can't remember him.
I know, right? At this point, it's ridiculous. Where are they? I am so sick of Brett Favre. I'm so sick of him. Because Butler's absolutely right. It's like, we've had the greatest game of the year, and the airwaves are filled with Brett Favre.
Yeah, it's crap. You know what? Cheesehead TV here, we've contributed to it, but you know what? We have to give the Packer fans what they want.
No, okay, wait.
Dude,
I'll tell you why we contributed to it. I'll tell you why. Because when you add Brett Favre onto the site, our hits go through the roof.
Well, you know
what's
funny?
Ridiculous.
I was sharing on the chat tonight. One of the guys on MySpace found me and was like, and it's really bad, some of the stuff he says. Like, he's like stalking me now. And he's like, thinks that I'm anti-Favre. It's like, right. Some people who are Favre supporters are so insane.
What I love, though, is that you said back to him, you showed me what you wrote back to him. And it's like, look, when I was talking about Aaron, I wasn't talking about Aaron Rodgers. I was talking about Aaron at Cheesehead TV. My partner at the website. And I love that I got you in trouble and that you now have a cyber stalker.
Well, that's not
because
the first
of something
time.
I blocked.
That's not the first time. When this whole thing started, because you were one of the first people who were like, I'm done with him.
Yep.
And I had people on YouTube being like, I'm not your friend anymore, buddy, because you're not a Packer fan. You're that's not a Brett Favre fan.
I love that they were from the South. It just, you know, that's what happens.
Well, I don't know if they were. I just wanted to bring that accent.
I just
out.
Like the accent. That's all I'm saying. Well, let it be known, Corey grew up in the South, so everyone just needs to back off.
Yeah, I grew up there. You know, I grew up in North Carolina, so it's all good.
Just stop.
I love the South. I love the North. I love America. I'm a patriot.
Well, do you love real America?
Okay.
We'll save that for our political podcast.
Yeah. Let's just talk about Favre and Rodgers. We're doing the quarterback comparison ratio.
The one that Aaron hates that
the
Corey
one that you
can't
hate.
Stop
Look,
doing.
You got the quarterback ratings in week 7. We got Aaron Rodgers with a 98.8 quarterback rating.
Mm-hmm. And where's Brett at?
Brett, 92.3.
Okay, there you go.
And
score settled.
half as many interceptions.
That's true.
For Aaron Rodgers.
That's very true.
Pretty, well,
wait,
pretty good stat.
Okay, wait. Let's stop talking about Brett Favre. Let's start talking about Aaron Rodgers. How great is this kid?
Yeah.
I mean, it just,
we take him for granted.
It baffles me how well this kid is playing, that he just can't get more, a little more love.
Well, without,
you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I love Charles Woodson. I love Tremont Williams.
The secondary.
I love the secondary. I love the defense. There's so many things about this team that there are to love, and I want more to love about them. Mm-hmm. But without Aaron Rodgers on our team, we are not over 500 right now.
No, and that's the thing. It's like he's absolutely, the fact that we've had quality quarterback play for the last 10 years has completely tainted mm-hmm. our vision of Aaron Rodgers.
Spoiled brats.
I mean, if Rodgers comes in here under quote unquote any kind of even starting to resemble normal circumstances, it's like, wow, this kid is lighting up the league. He's on fire. He's amazing. Yeah. But because he's come into Green Bay, into the offense that we all saw last year with a legend at quarterback, he is absolutely being, oh, yeah, he's really efficient. He's really nice. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and by the way, he's playing hurt.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing that just baffled me is it's just people cannot give him credit. Packer fans cannot give him credit for being absolutely 1,000% above what we expected
and
into the year.
And all that and everything everybody said about this kid, the high release, the not being able to get the ball off quick enough,
the Tedford curse,
he can make every throw that needs to be made in the NFL.
Absolutely.
He has shown it.
He's
by
shown
week
it time
seven.
And time again.
And not only that, he can make them under duress while he's managing the offense, while he's managing the time, while he's got the world of Packer Nation on his shoulders.
Absolutely. And he doesn't break a sweat. He's like cool about it all the time. And that's the other thing. He's patient. He's really patient. He's got stuff downfield. He doesn't take it. He takes it underneath. He's patient. Move the chains. Patient.
Well, I think he's got something to say about that.
In a game like that, I just told myself to be patient. You know, just don't go away from the checkdowns and throw it a high percentage, and we're going to be able to move the chains and keep Peyton and that offense off the field.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at CheeseheadTV.com.